Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Police arresting 10 just since 10 o'clock in the east when the curfew kicked into effect again Tuesday night. It's a mess, needless to say. Baltimore still steeped in problems. 2,000 guardsmen, 1,000 cops. I mean, they're deployed everywhere you look in Baltimore, and yet the thugs are still finding a way to get through. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a blow for the caring citizens there who have to put up with this nonsense. And you think of the families and how horrible it is for them, dropping kids off and snatching them as quickly as possible from school for fear of what's going on in the streets. Ultimately, what's going to be decided here? A lot of unrest coming up on America Tonight. We talked to Project 21 co-chairwoman Sherilyn Harley Laban. And, you know, remember, these are our black conservative friends who have an interesting perspective on all that's happening. And Sherilyn will talk about why the mayor in Baltimore is really to blame for some of the crazy nonsense that's gone on because of waiting to call the governor and also stirring the pot. And says it's a disgrace what she's done to her own city and certainly to what other people are doing. And at the same time, as so many other people have expressed, it's awful what happened to Freddie Gray, no doubt with the severed spine and the investigation. And certainly nobody is denying that that has to be looked into and there has to be answers. It makes complete sense. But this is no way to get any kind of answers, and it doesn't seem to be stopping, even with the amount of law enforcement that are on the ground. Also, a treat for you, at the tail end of the hour, I had a conversation with Kathy Whitworth, who I've mentioned before on this show. She's a Hall of Famer, an LPGA Hall of Famer, but what's really interesting, and you know I love history nuggets, Kathy Whitworth has won the most tournaments ever by a man or a woman, professional golfer, period, end of story, more than Arnie, more than Jack, more than anybody that you could possibly think of. And she started her career in 1959, so just after Babe Dietrichson Zaharias, who she said she really wanted to meet, but of course she died before she got on tour. But what a great conversation with Kathy Whitworth, seriously, about desire to play and what happened and how she got into the game and all that kind of stuff. And in between, some odds and ends, and certainly there are those, what's happening at the bombing trial in, in Boston, you know, meaning what's going to happen with Jokhar Tsarnaev. Are we going to see death penalty for him or not? And there's been many conversations on the airwaves in Massachusetts because a more liberal state, one where normally a lot of people would say no to the death penalty, those people are saying yes to the death penalty. So in a trial full of crazy images, one thing that flashed across the courtroom screen was stunning to some because you had Tamerlan Tsarnaev with a full beard and wearing traditional white Muslim robes flashing a pistol in front of what was a rallying flag, the cry of jihad. And another showed him with a gun with a small baby in the frame. And then a photo of a small boy carrying a rifle. When they were taken, all that, who knows, but they came out during the testimony of a defense witness, Mark Spencer, who is a digital forensic expert from a consulting firm, and he said the images were recovered from an encrypted file called Document on Tsarnaev's laptop after his death. Now, see, this is the thing of finding evidence, uncovering things that don't make sense, and the picture of him looks as though he wants to do somebody harm. There's no question about that. And Johar Tsarnaev, of course, was convicted on 30 counts relating to the bombings in the aftermath. You already all know that. 17 counts involving the murders of the three marathon spectators who did nothing but wait around the finish line, and an MIT police officer. And it carries the death penalty. So, you know, defense attorneys are fighting to convince the jurors to spare this 21-year-old's life from execution and sentence him to life in prison without parole. And the strategy is shifting the focus to the brother and his radical beliefs and the power they're saying that he yielded over his younger brother. But I'm sorry, I'm not buying what they're selling there. And the subject of Tamerlan has been dominant in the testimony. And they keep talking about him and taking everything off of Johar. But I think the prosecution is doing is the best job they can, knowing that they're going to focus on the opposite of what's happening with the defense. And if there is justice, I think this is one case where the death penalty is absolutely warranted, and he deserves to get the death penalty, to me, rather than being around till the rest of his life in prison somewhere. Forget the whole martyr thing and all of that. It has nothing to do with that. And he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to get the death penalty, although he shows no remorse for anything. So we'll keep our eye on what's going on in Boston. Crazy photos that keep coming up, and this one was even stranger. Seems like the more they dig into that laptop of the brothers, the more they found out things that they certainly were not aware of. But now absolutely are aware of. And oh, by the way, speaking of secrets and finding things, how about the IRS watchdog finding 6,400 emails of Lois Lerner's? We can find her emails. They're missing. Who knows? Computers blow up. We don't always have great backup. So, yeah, the emails have been found. They've never been turned over to Congress. Remember, she was at the epicenter of all the allegations that the agency, the IRS, targeted the Tea Party groups, right? The dreaded three letters for that whole nonprofit stuff. So the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration is turning over the emails to the Senate Finance Committee, and they're looking into whether the IRS wrongly targeted conservative groups and even some others that were looking for tax-exempt status. And the emails were from 2004 through 2013, the bulk of them from 2012, and so on and so forth. And they're not letting this drop, which I think is good because it's deplorable. And they shouldn't be allowed to get away with that. The IRS, boy, they have their hand on our throats, unless it's not convenient. Whoops, we have a mistake here. Computers get ruined. I think they're taking a page out of the whole whose server, what email am I supposed to use book of Hillary Clinton's, because it must be a disease that's spread. Because I still can remember Lerner testifying before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee in Washington. How long ago was that? Last year, in May of last year. So solemn. And I knew they weren't going to uncover anything, and they were going to have a hard time finding those emails. Coming up next, Cheryl Lynn Harley LeBond from Project 21 on what's happening in Baltimore. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come on, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Wait to see. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And let's play in the scene. Got a brand new bag.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the situation in Baltimore, of course, for the last, you know, 4 or 5 days. Sherilyn Harley Laban, one of our favorite guests. I mean, she is always so opinionated and so interesting when she joins us, Project 21. Sherilyn, when you see what's happening in Baltimore, I mean, in one way, it kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And Kate, I'm watching the, and as you know, Baltimore's only about 40 minutes from me because I'm right outside of Washington, D.C., and I'm watching it now on the news, and the protesters, they were ignoring the curfew, Kate. They're throwing rocks at the police. Yeah, they were ignoring the curfew.
Wow.
So, here's a couple of things I'd like to share with your listeners. You know, there's all sorts of unfortunate things about this situation, but the one thing that I think really stands out for me is the lack of leadership from this mayor. This mayor, Stephanie Rawlins, I know she has a hyphenated name, and forgive me for getting the other hyphenated part. She says yesterday, and I'm quoting because I watched the whole thing. I had to watch the clip a couple times. She says, those who wish to destroy should have the space to do that as well. So you probably heard that.
Oh, I did. I did. That's shocking.
Right. And I'm shocked when she said that. And then a reporter tried to call her on the carpet. And as you would think, you I thought she was going to walk it back. She didn't. She doubled down. And she said, oh, no, no, no. I didn't say that. The guy played the clip again. So, yeah, I played the clip again for her. Still, she doubled down. And in fact, you know, she was getting quite indignant about the whole thing, you know, throughout the rest of the press conference. So I thought, that's really unfortunate that the mayor of this city, as it's melting down, and again, it's been melting down since Saturday. This just didn't start yesterday. It started on Saturday. So 40 miles up the road, when everybody's at the White House Correspondents' Dinner eating caviar and everything else, Baltimore's beginning to melt down. She says those who wish to destroy should have the space to do that as well. She's called on the carpet. And here's the other thing. The governor, Hogan, he holds a press conference, right, just after he called out the National Guard. And so the reporter says to him, what took you so long? He said, what took me so long? He says, I made the request 30 minutes after it came in. Then he goes on to say, quite frankly, he goes, we were wondering what took her so long to make the request. So here's the other problem, Kate. People don't understand that the way it works, the governor, particularly in this situation, isn't going to call out the National Guard. The request has to come in from the mayor, because that's how sovereignty works, right? The governor isn't going to go and call on the National Guard over a city. That request has to come from the mayor first. And apparently, as I read in some other media reports, he's been trying to reach her all day. He couldn't reach her.
How is that possible? What is wrong with her? What is going on with her? She's trying to stir the pot?
I mean, these are all questions. She had, I mean, the national spotlight, not national, international spotlight is on her. She had an opportunity to shine and be a national hero. Instead, Kate, you've got the opposite happening, right?
Yeah.
Lack of leadership. And then, here's the kicker. She says she would like to invite Al Sharpton to come in. I don't know if you heard that. She says she's inviting Al Sharpton to come in.
Yeah.
That was it. Enough said. Enough said.
And tell the listeners, Sherilyn, tell the listeners about that. If you bring a guy like Sharpton in, I mean, and hey, back in the day, I think he probably kicked down some doors maybe that needed to be, but now it's like a circus with Al Sharpton, isn't it?
Exactly. And then Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, I'm sure you've heard of her.
Yeah.
She says, she came out today and said, you need to fire that mayor. You need to fire that mayor. Because she is doing nothing to help her city. And here's what cracks me up. Now you've got all these local officials talking about racism as the cause, and black local officials. Because as you probably know, the police department, the police commissioner is black, and they've got a good percentage of police officers who are black in Baltimore. Okay?
So yeah.
This is not the situation. Let's not compare it to Ferguson. Because Ferguson, you have the opposite, right? Ferguson was in the suburbs, majority white police officers in a 67% black town. This is not the situation in Baltimore. Baltimore is in the city. This is downtown, a couple blocks from where the Orioles play, and you have a black police commissioner, a black mayor, and a majority black police department. So all these officials are on, you know, on the news here talking about how the cause of this is racism. Well, you all are in control there.
I don't know.
Then it's black on black racism.
Yeah, and the problem with that is that they're stoking the fires and getting the narrative so wrong, and it's wrong comparing all these stories, all these scenarios that have happened, and it's making things so incredibly tense that just in a second the town goes up. It's so sad, Sherilyn, to see what's happening, like I said at the top, to Baltimore. It's awful.
I know, and Baltimore is a lovely town.
Yes.
You've got Major League Baseball there. You've got the Orioles. Two nights in a row, the Orioles had to cancel the game. You know how much money Baltimore is losing? I mean, every hour this occurred. And then here's another sad story. They had a 60-unit low-income housing for elderly that was being built. Well, yesterday they set that on fire. And yesterday, when the firemen were trying to put out the fire, they cut the hose. The protesters cut the hose. They couldn't even put the fire out.
Ugh.
I mean, it's just sad.
It's just sad.
This is for these youth. This is their community. So where do you think you're going to shop? Where do you think you're going to? Where's your after school job going to be? Right? Where are you going to work? Because you burned down the buildings. You burned down the shops.
Yeah.
How does this work?
It's
your community.
I don't get it. And we did see that in Ferguson. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, the woman with the bakery, how I love that everybody wanted to give her money and reach out because it was so sad that she had worked so hard to build the bakery and then thugs burned it down.
The cake shop. Remember that? I mean, this was the second time she had rebuilt, right? Because the first time, last summer, she got her insurance money and she rebuilt. And the second time it went down, she's like, that's it. This is it. And there was also a hair salon, same situation.
Yep.
You know, spend all of our life savings to get this shop. And then in one night, the whole thing comes down.
Wow. Where do you think we're headed with all of this and these racial tensions and conversations?
Honestly, you know, people, leaders in these communities have got to come together and say, we have got to come up with some concrete solutions. Because here's the thing that bothered me with Baltimore. It's not like there was not any precedent for something like this happening. This started on Saturday, okay? This, you know, a plan should have been in place, and this should have never escalated, Kate.
No.
This should have never gotten to the point where it is today. Because this started on Saturday. It is now Tuesday. The National Guard did not come until today.
Yeah, it's
so
a disgrace.
Been doing? What has this mayor been doing for the past 3 days? No plans? I mean, you've watched what happened in Ferguson. You saw what happened in Florida. You know the circumstances, or at least some circumstances, of this child, this young man, Freddie Gray. And then what? As a mayor of a major city where you have this type of death, you haven't put any plans in place? The governor of your state trying to call you all day and you're MIA?
Oh.
I mean, this is pathetic.
It is pathetic. If I am a voter in Maryland or Baltimore, actually, I don't want her to be the mayor after this.
No.
There's no way.
No. As far as I'm concerned, her career is over. This is like the worst type of leadership you can have. And then she calls in. You know, I welcome L. Sharpton to come in.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's just asking. Yeah, that's just asking for problems. Sherilyn, thanks so much, as always, Project 21 co-chairwoman. We appreciate you hanging late with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Come away with me. What would you do if you were the mayor of Baltimore? Cracking down with a curfew? Boys in blue and lots of SWAT teams ready to roll. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your 2 cents or americatonight.net. Always can go there. As you know, we hit our mailbag hard each and every night here on America Tonight. And as I mentioned before, coming up, Kathy Whitworth, Hall of Famer, 88 golf tournaments. We'll have a conversation with her about what it was like in 1959, can you imagine, jumping on the LPGA Tour. Not the kind of $1 million paychecks that they're getting today for some of those bigger tournaments. So this is what I like to call odds and ends. Do you remember a singer named Joni Mitchell? Even if you're in your 20s, if you've ever heard any kind of folk music and you've heard the song Paid Paradise, a lot of people know Joni Mitchell, even if it's way out of their era. Her website is disputing reports. She's got an official website that she's in a coma. There's been a lot of rumors about what's going on with, you know, Joni Mitchell. They say she's not in a coma, that these were circulating around the internet, but it's not true. Even a friend filed a petition to get conservatorship over the artist. So, well, what's that about? But the doctors say it's a formality in case she leaves the hospital, because the site says, and I looked at this, she's a strong-willed woman. This is what the site says. She's a strong-willed woman and is nowhere near giving up the fight. Please continue to keep Joni in your thoughts. You may add your well wishes for her at her website. And her official diagnosis, though, which is so strange because it makes you wonder, hasn't been revealed. She was rushed to the hospital late last month after collapsing, and that's it. So, no, nothing other than that. She collapsed. What medically is going on here? We don't know. Crazy. Crazy in the sense that they're doing the tug of war thing over, well, what does that mean? And that's not true. She's not in a coma. And, you know, she has serious illness, but they're not revealing what the illness is. You know, it leads to more questions, I guess, than anything else, I suppose. All right, and you love this as we seg from one artist to another since we're on music here. Willie Nelson. On anybody's bucket list, you got to go see Willie Nelson. I don't care how old you are. Well, the legend has decided he's jumping into the movement to commercialize marijuana. He's going to roll out his own brand of cannabis that he intends to make, he says, the best on the market. He announced that in a statement that Willie's Reserve, that's what they're calling it, will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, and you can do that there. Recreational use, of course, of pot is legal. And it says it's going to reflect his appreciation for the many varieties and range of the plant's qualities. He's going to collaborate with master growers to define standards for the strain. And he is a longtime supporter of marijuana. He smokes a ton of dope. He talks about it. He says it's beneficial. And he's also pushed for the end of laws criminalizing the use of pot for a very, very long time. I'm sure even in the 60s you can find some interviews with him about that. Jack from Down Under is with us. Hello, Jack.
Okay, Willie Nelson and marijuana. Toby Keith has a song that he wrote about his one and only time smoking marijuana with Willie Nelson in his school bus. Apparently, it's a pretty wild thing. But I have some real breaking stories when it comes to the Freddie Gray incident in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Apart from this man's extremely long criminal career that dates back to 2007 for drug dealing and violence-related issues, do you know that he had back surgery just a week before his last arrest?
Yeah, somebody else said that. And so that certainly changes the narrative of the back injury.
Yeah, now, as someone who has had back surgery, you are told to take it easy for months prior to that, because you don't want to bust the stitches, undo all the surgeon's good work. Now, he was also just a week, the month before his arrest, in court trying to get a structured payment from the health health insurance claim with regards to that back injury. Changed from a structured payment to a lump sum. And the Fourth Estate, which is a conservative news blog site, has actually put screen dumps from the Maryland, the Circuit Court of Maryland, with regards to that case to prove that he had this injury before he was arrested.
Wow.
Now, this was not something that happened in police custody.
That's
and
a big deal.
And I am betting dollars to donuts that Al Sharpton is not going to mention that, nor is Al Sharpton going to mention his extremely long, violent criminal career. And as far as the mayor, when the phone call came to the chief of police telling them to stand down and let the rioters do their thing, he should have refused on the grounds of it being an illegal order, and he should have gone straight around to where the mayor was and arrested her on the spot
yeah.
for advocating for the commission of felonious crimes. Now, given her statement that we gave rioters space so they could go on a reign of destruction, that leaves the Baltimore City Council open to all sorts of civil liability suits.
Yes, she's
condemned the city council by her own actions.
Yeah.
And what the police should have done was, first of all, ignored her stand-down order, gone out there, put one row of police in their riot gear with their shields and their riot batons, and then directly behind them, more riot police with paintball guns with these modified paintballs that have the same pepper that they use in pepper spray in them.
Yeah.
It's a less than lethal response, and as soon as they start getting out of action, you just push forward, incapacitate these people, step over them, people in the rear ranks can pull them off, treat them for the pepper injury, and keep moving forward. Fire and movement. Move forward, and these people will very quickly realize, okay, if you are a peaceful protester, you get left alone. But if you're going to go out and nothing screams outrage against police brutality like burning down somebody's private business.
No kidding,
huh? And looting. Russian television had their outside broadcast equipment stolen while they were live on air. That's really selling the Baltimore area to the international TV audience.
Yeah, no kidding.
They've really gone out of their way to sell Baltimore as
crazy.
A place to come and visit.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's too bad. Outrageous.
It is. It is. And I would be furious if I lived in Baltimore because I spent a lot of time there. And Jack, it's a great place, but they're ruining it.
Yeah, and the general consensus in the Pal Talk chat room is the cops should have gone in and kicked heads. That's the general consensus on what should have happened. And, the arrest of the mayor. There was also an interesting photograph of the mayor taken a few weeks back, surrounded by people who had been identified as members of Nation of Islam, and they're all giving the ISIS salute in this press photograph.
Really?
Now, there's something else to consider.
No kidding. There is something else to consider, if that's true. Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, the web that is being weaved here is undeniable. And I think that it's going to send us in a couple of different directions. Jack, we're up against it almost, my friend. Thanks so much for the call. So you heard Jack there. That definitely colors things in a different way. Depending on what's rumor, what's fact, all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you one thing that is for sure fact. The Orioles and White Sox are going to play Wednesday at Camden Yards. Woohoo! In a game, here's the sad part, closed to the public. Because they're worried about all of the unrest and the rioting, and they had forced a postponement of the game for another day. So the Orioles decided, well, we can't do this. They called up Major League Baseball, called up the city, talked to a lot of people and said, you know what we're going to have to do? We're just going to have to play this game closed. How crazy is that? So nobody can go to the stadium and watch the game. I can't even remember, as somebody who covered baseball for a long time, any other time that a major league game has been played without spectators allowed to watch. No, zero, zip, nada, spectators. There'll be a game being played at Baltimore Park at 2 o'clock Eastern, and nobody gets to go in. Think of what the vendors are losing. Think about the people who work for the vendors and need those part-time jobs, what they're losing. I mean, it is a rule that when a home team is forced to play on the road because of the circumstances, it gets 100% of the revenues minus the costs. Because the Orioles are going to have some problems here as to what they're doing. They can't put their fans in danger's way. So the White Sox, the game's against the White Sox. for Monday and Tuesday will have to be made up as a single doubleheader on May 28th. Wow. See the things you don't think about. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whitworth's so exciting because she's a living legend. Sorry, Arnold Palmer. I've talked to him. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But he's got the iced tea and all the brands, and he's a great golfer. But you have something on him. You have 88 wins. I mean, I have to say, when you think of that number, I mean, you got to look back at that and say, that's pretty darn amazing. If you wanted to pat yourself on the back, do you think you'd ever win that many tournaments?
Well, no. I mean, in the beginning, I didn't even think I'd win one. But that was the ultimate goal. That was what I mean, all of us strive for is to win, and but no, I didn't have any idea that, the number, it never occurred to me. And then when I quit, or when I finally, and now won, and I didn't know the last tournament I won was my last tournament. It was just the way it turned out. But I had an amazing life, Kate. I really enjoyed what I was doing. I had good instruction. There were a lot of talented girls out there and players, but I think I had one really big plus, and that was Harvey Penick. And so and you know, I truly mean that. I mean, there were a lot of kids that had probably had more talent than I did, but I just had that good basic instruction, and he was there for me. And of course, I didn't know, nobody really knew who Harvey was until later, and then now has become, you know, known as the best golf teacher ever lived. And so, so how lucky was that? I mean, that was.
No kidding. And you see Ben Crenshaw, he just, same thing, gives the accolades to Harvey Penick. What was it about him? If you boiled it down to one thing, was it repetition? What is it in that book? I need to go back and reread.
Yeah, well, you can always learn something, you know, I don't know, and he wasn't for everyone. He would be the first one to say, well, I'm not for everybody, and that's true. Not everybody would be able to, because Harvey was very gentle, and not a, you know, do it this way or, you know, my way or the highway kind of deal. And he taught each of us in his own way, but he was also a really terrific, and he'd probably cringe, but a sports psychologist. And but he just gave you good basics, and I have to say probably the best thing, I mean, he gave me a lot of things, but probably the best thing he gave me was the grip. I worked, the first time I went to see him, I worked for 3 days just on that, because I've only had a short period of time to be with him. And had I been a member or lived in Austin, he was in Austin, and I lived in New Mexico, so I couldn't spend that a lot of time with him. And so we crammed that first 3 days was the grip, and he'd be the first to say, and he did. He said, this is not the only thing, but it's the first thing. And then you build from that. And I have since learned that that's absolutely right. So but that was one of the biggest things that he gave me. I mean, there were other things. I can name you a ton of things that he worked with me on.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, but that was. But I had to have that first, and then from there we progressed, because he just tore my swing completely. But it wasn't great swing anyway, and it really wasn't. I mean, my swing, if you look at the photos or swings film, it's not really very pretty, but it was effective. I knew what I was doing, and I had by giving me this grip and the knowledge of the path of the club, the club face at impact, and da 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 da. But he also taught me, and I give this to everybody that asks, if you give one thing to somebody, is learn to aim. I can't tell you how important and how, because when you're coming down the wire and it's all on the line kind of thing, you know, and you've got one shot coming in.
Sure.
You've got to just trust your aim, and that you just fall right back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most best way to get rid of tension or pressure is to just focus right back on your target and just take dead aim. And he says, of course, we all attribute that quote to him, but he says I got it from somebody else, but I can't remember who it was.
Yep.
But so he wished, he said, I wished I had said that, or I had coined that. But he,
yep.
That's
small targets. Small targets. That's Jordan Spieth says that.
Well, and he's absolutely correct. And I talk to people sometimes. They say, or I hear people talk about, well, put it in a circle, or put it in this, or you know, and everything. That's it. The smaller the target, the better chance you have.
Yep.
If you miss it, your target, then you need to know where you're going to miss it.
Right.
But and that's why they say, well, they missed it to the fat of the green, or you know, and that's something that you do need to take, be aware of if you're going for the pin. If you hit the perfect shot, bingo.
Right.
But if you don't, you're on, you know, you're on a side, or you're in a position where you can get it up and down, or you know, gives you your best chance. But,
right.
But if you don't have that small target, I always had to aim at. They didn't have have greens or pins or anything out at the range where we were in Austin at that time, and I'd have to aim at a rock or a tree or, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, but I always had to. Because he wouldn't let me hit a shot.
Right, and so you
without had I had a target, and so. But gosh, I can't tell you what a great. I can't really hit a shot anymore.
Wow.
Without doing that.
Wow.
And because it's so ingrained, and that's why I'm not saying that. The reason why I'm maybe rattling on more than I should, but. It gets to be a habit, and it's not something that you can't learn.
Right, right.
And so any player can learn this. And so it's not you have to be talented or do this or do that. You can learn to aim, and you just and I tell people, I said, when you go to the driving range, I said, don't just stand up. And of course, Harvey told me that. I said, don't just stand up here and hit a lot of golf balls without thinking about what you're doing.
Smart.
I know. And of course, you know, I said, okay. And so he'd wander off and do something at the golf course, and he'd say, man, I'll be back in a little bit. And I said, okay. And of course, man, I'd just sit there and just beat those balls. And then he'd come back, and he'd say, well, you know, and I'd be doing pretty good. You know, I'd think I was. And then he'd visit with me, and I'd have to stop, and I'd think, you know. And then he says, okay, now stand up there and hit a really good shot for me. Well, I wasn't thinking about what I was
right,
doing. And
right.
When I had to do it, I think I hit a foot behind the ball. I was just so mortified, and I just had to laugh. He laughed, and but I
love the Harvey stories. They're so great.
Oh, I could just go on and on about it. But that was a really big thing.
I could talk to you all day long, but we have 30 seconds left. That doesn't give you much time. Favorite tournament win ever. You can do it.
It has to be the first one. You could just the second one maybe was the most important one. But the first one,
that was the sweetest.
Well, yeah, that's what starts.
Kathy, you are a gem. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Kate. Thank you.
Worth, and I keep saying it over and over again, but the thing that's so amazing about her, you know, we do the daily salutes on America Tonight, is the fact that she did a feat, accomplished a feat that very few people, in fact, no other people, professional golf-wise, have ever been able to do, and that's 88 wins, which is crazy wild, because there was some serious competition when she was on tour. Just like today, things are different equipment-wise, money-wise, branding-wise, but pound for pound, she was athletic like so many of the others that were on tour with her at the very same time. So we finished up where we began. Baltimore, a terrible blow as the curfew stands. You've got pepper pellets that have been dispersed in the crowd and all that sort of stuff because there are crowds into the late night hours. How they can't really stop this, I don't know, but it's all about waiting, 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 and then watching it, see what happens. And let's hope that they can figure this thing out and move on from Baltimore. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business.